Yeshua Omer, Chavera, a bad friend, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachinra, a bad neighbor, Biyoto Ba'atzmora, since he himself is Ra, why is he Ra? Again, because he's in the mode of taking, he's in the mode of thinking of himself, he's miserly about his possessions, about his time, right?
Yeah.
That's Ra. That's bad.
Evil.
Vel chavero. I don't say evil. Evil, I don't say. Yeah, Ra is not evil.
What's evil then?
It's bad. It's not.
What's evil?
I don't know what evil. Evil's. I don't like the context of evil. Okay. Vel chavero to his friends ulashchena. We're not speaking about a rosha here. We're speaking about a person whose attitude to life is a taking attitude. That taking attitude will cause him to have problems. He'll be this way. He'll be a bad friend and a bad neighbor because he'll be looking for his own personal interests. He won't looking for the interests of other people, trying to help them out. If you're looking for your own personal interests and your own personal gains, you're always going to have problems. You're always going to have conflicts. You're always going to have things which need to be sorted out. You're not going to be a good friend because you're going to have conflicts. Your needs against his needs. You're not going to be a good neighbor. Their needs against your needs. You're always going to be thinking of your needs first. Not that chayecha isn't kodmin. There's a klal in the Gemara. Gemara says, chayecha kodmin. Can you give me Gemara about Matzia?
Yeah.
Aveda, so his Aveda, va'avedet aviv, and his father's Aveda, lost object. Aveda to kodim, kodemet. His Aveda, he goes and collects first. Aveda, so his Aveda, his lost object, Vavedit Rabbo. The lost object is Rabbi. Shalom Kodim. His is before. He can take his first. He's allowed to go and take his Aveda if he doesn't return his Rabbi or his father. Okay? Gemara. Let's go to Gemara.
Give me an example.
Huh?
So he.
Yeah, but he's a lost object. He has his sheep. Is about to run away.
And his
Rabbi's or father's sheep is about to run away. He can go and take his one first.
Okay.
Mina hanimili. So Gemara asks, Mina hanimili. Where do I know these words? The Shiloh Kodim, says Rashi, says that his Aveda is first. He can take his objects first. Amar Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav. Amar Krat, says the Pasuk. Efes kilo yebacha evyon. That means, literally means, Efes means, never will you become to be an evyon. You will never will you become to be an Evian. Zero will you become to be an Evian. An Evian means a person who is a person who desires everything, a person who has him fulfilled his basic needs. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Lo yelcha Evian. Hizahem in Anias, be careful from becoming a poor person. From this we learn, Shulcha Kodim. Your possessions are first, the shel kol adam, to anyone else. Because you have to be careful not becoming an ani. You have to look after your financial situation before anyone else's. Be careful of becoming an ani. That's what it means. Efes.
See?
Right?
See?
Right?
Born stuff.
Let's read. Vam Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, the same Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Kol amekayim ba'atzmo kach. Anyone who does this, he establishes himself this. Sof bale dekach. In the end will be an ani. If you live with this midah of worrying only about yourself, in the end you will be an ani as well.
But just saying.
So steer in the Gemara. The Gemara says, you have to look after your own property. Be careful of becoming an ani. And then the Gemara says, if you do that, you're going to become an ani.
Right.
Right.
What do you do?
Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Kol mekayim ba'atzmo kach. Anyone who does that, he worries only about himself.
Who says only?
Okay, I added. Af al pi, even though shelo hitilu alav hakotov, even though he's not obligated according to the Torah law, according to the pasuk, he's allowed mi'ikra din only to worry about his financial needs.
Why do you say
before?
Only?
I'm explaining. Only.
Well, before is different.
Yeah, no. Only about his financial needs before other people's needs. Right? Yesh la'adam, there is for a person, likanes, to enter. Lifnim Mishur Sadin. More than the letter of the law.
Yes, it is.
No, yeah. More than the letter of the law. Velo ledakdek. And not to be particular. Sheli Kodin, that my possessions are always first. My needs are always first. Imlo behefsid mochiach. If not, in a lack which is clear.
If you're
a really poor guy, this is a question. You don't have food for the day, so you have to take care of yourself. You have food for your family, you have to take care of yourself. But if it's a question of you, right, having the bamba or the cream cake, and this other guy, you know, saving his sheep is saving his financial situation, of course you think about your friend first. Miko, then you can worry about your cream cake. Your cream cake is before his food.
That's not necessarily what the Gemara is saying either.
Yeah, no, let's read the Gemara. You haven't read the Gemara. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi. We haven't finished Rashi. V'im tamid, if always, medagdek, he's always particular in this specific way, right? That he only worry about himself, perik me'alav, he takes from on himself, all gemilat chasadim, the yoke of gemilat chasadim, helping other people out, v'tzedaka, and charity, v'sof, and in the end, because he does that, shitztarech lebrius, he will need other people's help. If you only think about yourself, you only worry about your needs and your lacks, and you're allowed to do that. You're not doing an Aveira. That's what the Mreini Yonah says. You're not doing an Aveira by thinking only about yourself. But if you only think about yourself, that need is going to bring you to that dargah that you'll need other people. It'll be mida keneged mida. If you're not giving somewhat in your life, if you're not thinking about other people, you don't do lifnim reshur sadin, not everything is a major need for you, right? You should think about other people's needs, and you should be trying to give, you should have nediva salev lifnim reshur sadin, that's a meter of chassidus, that's what we're talking about here, chassidus, then that's the proper way that a Jew should live. You understand? Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Halova ve'ena mishalem. Now remember, this is Rabbi Shimon. What did he say before? Here he changes. This same Rabbi Shimon before said, Haro et hanolad. Right. So we understood why that's considered against, how you call it, against Yerei Chet. Because Haro et hanolad, you keep away from Chet. You keep away from Dvarim HaMafsidim.
Yeah. All right. You know what it's going to be.
Yeah. So now we say, Haro et hanolad. Now the same Rabbi Shimon says, Halova ve'ena mishalem. Someone who borrows it doesn't pay. Echad alova mina adam, kalova mina makom, like to borrow from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneema alova rosha velo yishanam. A rosh is a person who borrows and doesn't give back. But tzadik cholen venotin. Tzadik is always giving. That's he's thinking about himself, or he's thinking about other people.
He breaks his one up.
Tzadik, yeah. Halova ve'ena mishalem. Because this is, I'll tell you why, this is his main theme. The main theme of Rabbeinu Yonah is about this concept of being a giver and not a taker. And this is expressed very clearly in Rabbi Shimon's statement.
Right.
You understand? So let's see. Lo haye yechol omar. He couldn't say bichlal hefich min haroet anolad. He couldn't say the opposite of roet anolad. He doesn't see the nolad. Shirchak mimenu haadam, that a person should separate himself from it. Shum midara, any midara. Shikol adam ruchak mimenu me'elav, because every person is separate from it in of itself.
What does that mean?
That it means someone who sees the positive, someone who sees what's born. You could say the opposite, which is,
what is the opposite?
That a person should separate himself for every bad midah. Because that's obvious. That a person should separate himself for bad midah anyway. No. Rona Nolad means that see what good actions you're doing, maybe it can come from a good action, something bad. So keep away from it. Right? The bad would be, right?
The opposite would be.
Yeah, the opposite would be to like go after bad midas. Rona Nona means keeping away from the bad.
It's like going after the
bad. Yeah, that's obvious.
Okay.
Ach. Right? Ach yichol lidabek ba ayedeh hapoel. He can stick to it through his actions. Who's speaking? I'm not sure what he's saying here. And he took another matter. But lakach davar acher. Sheesh l'adam nir'ot etanora. The person should see that which is born. Umisha eina ro'ehu. And someone who doesn't see that which is born, eina mitrachek mederech ra. He doesn't separate himself from bad things, from bad ways. Kamo halova, and this is an example of that. If a person doesn't see what's born through his actions, he'll come to do bad things. Kamo halova ve'ena mishalim. Someone who borrows and doesn't pay it back. Shibishas halva'a, the time of his loan, hayalo lachshov, he should think, velirot, and see, im yuchal lifro, if he's able to pay when he borrows. Because shegiyas manapiron, when it reaches the time of payment. Vim lo yakir b'shelo, and if he doesn't recognize what he has, that he'll have the ability to pay back. Lo yilveata, he shouldn't borrow now. Mishum dochak, because of his hard situation, shiyelo, there will be to him. V'yidchak hasha'a, and he should push away the time. Gam imhu tzarech halva, also if he needs the loan, harbe me'od.
You see that?
Very, very much. Now, okay.
That's amazing.
Okay. Now I want to explain to you.
Relevant.
I know it's relevant, but there's a Gemara here. Give me a Gemara Beitza. So, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we see that if a person shouldn't take a loan, right? If he thinks at the time of the loan he doesn't have the ability to pay it back. And that's not considered being Roet and Nolad. And this is an example of Roet Nolad. And that's called Rasha. If a person doesn't think about his actions and he takes a loan, he'll come to do bad things. He'll come to be taking from a person without the ability of giving back to them. To this sort of Gesel. Or Oshik. Right?
Makes you cringe.
Alright. Now, however, there are two types of loans. And in order to explain this to Rabbeinu, we need to go to Gemara in Beitza. So it says as follows. Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yeza, but Rabbi Shimon. In the name of Rabbi Yeza, Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. God told Klal Yisrael, Bni, my children, Lavu Alai V'Kidshu Kedushas Hayom. Borrow on me and be Mekadesh Kedushas Hayom. And be Mekadesh, the holiness of the day of Shabbos, of Yom Tov. V'himinu bi, and believe me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have trust in me. V'ani, I, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be Poreya.
I'll pay.
I will pay. So let's understand here. So it says.
That's for Shabbos.
Yeah, it's for Shabbos. Oh, so it's a mitzvah. We're going to see soon. So let's see what Rashi says.
Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Right, Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're going to see the Gemara. So Rashi, should we Rashi here? 1 second. The Gemara continues. Tani Rav Tachlifa. Learned Rav Tachlifa. Achva de Ravnai. The brother of Ravnai. Choza. Or from Choza. Right? Kol mezonotav. All a person's parnasa, his sustenance. Shel Adam k'tzuvim lo. Is fixed for him. Mi Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah, Ad Yom Kippurim, till Yom Kippur. Chutz, apart, Mehutza, Shabbatot, Vehutzad Yom Tov. Apart from what he spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vehutzad Banav L'Talmud Torah. And what he spends on his children for learning Torah. Shim Pachat, if he lessens on them, Pochtin Lo, he gets less next year. Vim Hosif, and if he adds to them, Mosifin Lo, he gets more next year. Okay. Rashi says, all person's sustenance is fixed to him. Kol mash atid, all what in the future, listaker, that he'll make money, he'll profit. Bishana, in this year, she nizon, that he'll be sustained from them, misham. Kotsuvlo, is fixed to him. Kach v'kach, thus and thus. Yistaker, you'll have profit. Bishanazu, in this year. So what does Rashi say? So, now that you know that, so what's a nafkamina? What's the difference? V'yesh lo lizaheh, and therefore you should be careful. Milasot yitzia meruba, to make a big spending. Shelo yosifu lo, they're not going to add to him. Schar lemezonos, money to his sustenance, right? Ela masha paskulo, only what was fixed to him on Rosh Hashanah. That means Rashi is saying you're only going to get a certain amount. It's fixed in Shemayim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. How much are you going to get that year?
Right.
That's fixed. You're not going to get more. So be careful how you spend your money.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Right. Chutz, says the Gemara, Mehutzas Shabbatot Yom Tovim V'Talmud Torah, Ota Lo Paskulo. Those things which are mitzvahs, they're not fixed. Ma'istakeh, what do you benefit? What do you gain? Letzorcha, for their needs, right? For its needs. Umehechan tavohu, where they all come from. Elelefi mashe ragil, whatever he's normally mamtziim lo l'sha'a, what he has at the time, or l'achasha'a, or afterwards, right? It'll happen. He'll get pochtin lo if he spends less on those things. Kloma. He'll get less. If he's mosif, he'll get more. So Rashi says, you be careful about the way you spend your money on things which are reshus, things which are, you know, basic things, even basic needs. But things which are mitzvah, add. And if you add to them, they'll be added.
You can't be stupid.
Ah, does this. Lovu alai v'ani poreya. It says in Psochim, you shouldn't be stupid, like you're asking Reb Moshe. Aseh Shabbat Chachol, make your Shabbos days like your weekdays. Va'al titzterech lebrias, and don't be needy of other people, even for mitzvahs, even if you're going to come to yeshiva next year, I don't want to borrow. I'll make my Shabbos chol like a weekday, and I won't require to be needy of other people. Hanimili, that is kusha'ein lo lifroa, when he doesn't have money to pay it back.
That's right.
Okay, but if he has money to pay it back, what do you mean ye'ein lo lifroa? It means he knows he's not going. There's no way he's going to be able to pay it back. Then it'll be a chilul Hashem.
Right.
Let's see the grow. Grow aleph. He's changed the gisa. Kusha'ein lo, when he doesn't have mimilil vot, from who to borrow from.
Nah.
That's what the girl says.
Okay.
Nah.
Well, that's obvious.
That's a girl.
That means more than that.
That means the girl.
So okay, so
what's the
obviously
answer?
You can't borrow anything.
The answer is based on a Mishnah Berurah. This depends on a person's level of emunah. They're both right and they're both midas nechonas.
Right.
Even if you don't know that you have the ability to pay it back, but you have people you can borrow from, if you're living on that level of emunah that the Kodesh Baruch will provide, because that's he promises, lovu alai vani porea, he'eminu bi, believe in me. That sounds very much like the grow. Doesn't say you have to know, he'eminu bi, that I'll be mamtzi yuscha. Like the Gemara says, if you mosif, mosif in lo. But that sort of depends if you hear me will be. If you're living on that level,
yeah,
that you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu who will pay you back, you'll be able to, you'll get it back. You can live on that level. And there are people who live like that. There's many people who live like that. They live like every month they don't know where things are going to come from. And they come. But that's a level of emunah. If you're living on that emunah, you do like the grow. If you're not living on that emunah, you do like Tosfos. In between the grow and in between Tosfos, they're both MS, they're both true. You have to know what's your level of emunah. So based on your level of emunah, you live. And you live with borrowing. And now you live. But that's only
in terms of borrowing.
That's only for mitzvahs. For things which are mitzvahs, you're careful, like Rashi says, Tizaru, be careful, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to give most of you more for things which aren't mitzvahs. Things which are mitzvahs, like coming to yeshiva, teaching your children, right? Shabbos, Yom Tov, anything with mitzvahs, chefsei mitzvahs, tefillin. Lo hu alai vani poreh, heminu bi, believe in me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, vani poreh, and I will pay. You understand? So, based on your level of emunah, you have to live. But you have to live with your level of emunah. And it will be somewhere in between the Tosfos and the Gro. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis in the Sha'at Siyun Sifkot Nudbe, it says as follows. He brings the Gro, and he says, it sets how it's mashma in the Bach. Dim yechol asig, if you can reach, mimi lilvot, from who to borrow money from, tzarech lilvot, you should borrow. V'yiftach b'Hashem, and you should have bitachon, you should have trust in Hashem. Shehu yazrenu, lishalem lo, to pay him. U'ba'ateret zekenim, right? Mashmet, mashmet. Delo yilveh, he shouldn't borrow. Elim ken, only if, hu misha'er, he thinks, he works out, she'elo b'malifro, that he can work out, that he have what to pay back from. V'nira, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, Da'kol lefi ha'inyan, that everything is according to the situation. What situation? Situation of his emunah.